Hey everyone, welcome back to Sleeper Sit. I'm Jessica Lane, your daily dose of sanity in this crazy world. Today, we're diving into something a little different, something that can feel heavy sometimes but is absolutely crucial for our mental well-being. Forgiveness. Ever felt like you're carrying around all this emotional baggage? Like those past hurts and disappointments are dragging you down? You know that feeling when someone wrongs you and it feels like a wound that just won't heal. Well, holding on to that anger and resentment isn't doing you any favors. In fact, it can seriously mess with your sleep, your focus, and even your physical health. Now, I'm not saying you should just brush everything under the rug or pretend like things never happened. But I am saying that forgiveness isn't about condoning someone else's actions, it's about freeing yourself from the pain they caused. It's about choosing to let go of the anger and resentment so you can move forward with your life, feeling lighter and more peaceful. So how do we actually practice forgiveness? Here are five things that have really helped me on this journey. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to suppress those emotions. Feel the hurt, the anger, the frustration. Acknowledging it is the first step to processing it. Think of it like cleaning a wound. You wouldn't just ignore it and hope it goes away, right? You need to clean it properly so it can heal. 2. Understand their perspective. This doesn't mean excusing their actions, but try to see things from their point of view. Maybe they were going through something difficult, or maybe they made a mistake. Understanding doesn't excuse, but it can help you find some compassion. 3. Separate the person from the action. We tend to generalize people based on their actions. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. The person who hurt you is still human, capable of growth and change. Try to focus on the specific action that caused pain, not their entire character. 4. Practice empathy. Put yourself in their shoes. How would you feel if you were in their position? This doesn't mean you have to agree with them or condone their actions, but it can help you develop some understanding and compassion. 5. Release the past. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting, it's about choosing not to let the past control your present and future. It's a conscious decision to move on and create space for healing and growth. Think of it like a weight lifted off your shoulders, allowing you to breathe easier and walk with a lighter step. Let me tell you about the time when I really struggled with forgiveness. A close friend betrayed my trust in a way that left me feeling hurt and angry. I held on to the anger for months, replaying the situation over and over in my head. It was like a constant knot in my stomach. Eventually, I realized that holding onto that resentment wasn't helping me at all. It was just keeping me stuck in the past. So I decided to try something different. I started practicing empathy. I tried to understand what might have been going on in my friend's life. Was she struggling with something? Did she make a mistake out of desperation? It wasn't easy, but as I practiced empathy and released the anger, I felt a sense of peace wash over me. It didn't mean I condoned her actions, but it allowed me to move forward without being consumed by bitterness. So remember, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's not about letting someone off the hook, it's about taking back your power and choosing to live a happier, more fulfilling life. Take this episode as your permission slip to practice forgiveness. Start with small steps, forgive a minor annoyance, let go of a petty grudge. Every act of forgiveness strengthens your resolve, making you lighter, stronger, and more capable of facing the world with grace and resilience. Head over to our social media pages and share your thoughts. What's one thing you're letting go of today? And remember, tomorrow is a new day for a fresh start. Join me then as we dive into another topic that will help you reset your mind, body, and soul. See you then.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.